Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I like it. Like, it's a nickname that ran in my family. My brother had the nickname Joystick, so I guess I get to take it over now.
Zay, you spent a lot of time with Odell in that kind of time leading up to training camp. What's the biggest thing you've learned from him you can take away from this season?
I'll say just working hard every day, like going for what you want. And because, you know, he did it as a young player too, 1,000-yard season, 1,000-yard season. And I'm just trying to learn what he did, take a routine from him, and trying to just use it towards my way and do it my way. I'd say taking care of your body, making sure your body always prepared for the work you do.
What about those sessions you guys had in South Florida, round one and so forth? What did you get out of that?
It was like with Lamar, so we was kind of running our stuff like for the team, and he was just teaching me about delaying on routes, being patient, and taking my time, not always speeding everything, not making everything so fast.
Zay, you seem like you've been smiling since draft night. Are you still riding that high from draft night as we go into training camp right now?
Nah, man, I just like working. I love being out here on the field playing and being with my teammates.
Zay, like some rookies seem like kind of shy, you know, and won't approach a guy like Odell and Lamar. You seem just the opposite. Why is that?
It's football, man. We coming to play, and I'm trying to win just like they are.
Zay, I think you were saying you don't really want to be pegged at any one receiver position. You want to play it all. What's it like working with Todd, who seems to just want to put all the receivers at all these different positions all the time between snaps?
Yeah, he used everybody's ability to the best. Like, he put everybody in places where they'd be able to make plays, so you let me play outside. I play outside in college where 75% of my time. Instead, you let me play outside, inside, then he put O outside, then he'll put Nelson, then Dude. We all just rotate, and we all playmakers, so he just used it to the best of his ability.
Sam, it's only day 2, but in terms of what you expected from your first training camp, first few days, versus reality, how does it compare?
Like what I expected to like run into something crazy, like be super tired, like intense, crazy practice. But it kind of reminds me of college. Like, it's a little shorter, and I feel like it's a little easier.
They're talking about Todd's offense. You look comfortable in it, but how comfortable do you feel after 2 days of training camp?
I'm super comfortable. He make you feel comfortable. My receiver coach make you feel comfortable, and everybody that's around, all the vets, they help you out so much that it feel like you just learning and you playing. Win a Super Bowl. That's the same mindset I got. That's the same mindset I had on draft night when they drafted me. And then we got O, so it's like definitely go get one.
Yeah.
Zay, how different has this learning process been for you as a rookie, trying to learn the playbook, being an NFL player compared to like when you first got to college at basketball?
It don't feel like it's not a difference. I just can't believe I'm an NFL player still, like that I'm here. But, you know, I'm just grinding away every day, staying humble and trying to go work. Not really. It's just getting in the playbook, learning it, and applying it on the field.
Zay, what's it been like being on the field with guys that you watch coming up, like Lamar, OBJ, Mark Andrews? Like, is it something that you're not only out there with those guys, but they're looking for you to be a key piece in offense right along with them?
It ain't really sink in yet, but I feel like first game it'll sink in when I see them do some crazy stuff, and then I'll do something crazy, but that'll probably when it sink in. Oh, absolutely. I had to use a cold towel today.
Hey, you're preparing for your rookie season and you're around like a bunch of veterans. Who would you say has been the biggest mentor to you?
I say all the guys. They all support me and try to help me out with things that they seen that I haven't. And like Nelson helped me out a lot. Lamar helped me out a lot too. But everybody like just do their part and help me out and try to help me the best of their ability. I don't really pay attention to it, honestly. It's just a workout, and I'm just trying to get my work and go about my business, honestly.
Zay, when you talk about taking care of your body, what are some
It's the same thing, just taking care of my legs, you know, make sure I'm doing a cold tub, Normatec, just stuff like that. Be yourself. You don't got to change for nobody. Be yourself. You know, it's a lot more media, so you don't change for nobody. You always smile, stay happy, and play football. That's all it is. My dad.
Zay, as you get to spend some time around OBJ, what is it you're trying to learn from his approach that's led to the kind of success you want to have?
Just like keeping my body healthy and being consistent every year. I think it describes me perfect. In and out of cuts, fast, do everything explosive, so try to make people miss. It's a perfect nickname.
So is that what you'll get kind of call you
now? I was thinking about Professor X, but we'll go with that joystick. JK is super funny. Super funny. We just chat, laugh, you know, just we haven't had a real conversation yet, but he a great guy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.